the trees counselling. I was strolling sorrowfully through the cornfields and the meadows. The stream sounded melancholy, and as I walked among the shadows, while the ancient forest trees talked together in the breeze, in a breeze that waved and blew them with a strange, weird rustle through them, said the oak unto the others in a leafy voice and pleasant, "Here we are all equal brothers. Here we have no lord nor peasant. Summer, autumn, winter, spring pass in happy following. Little winds may whistle by us. Little birds may overfly us. But the sun still waits in heaven to look down on us in splendour. When he goes, the moon is given, full of rays that he doth lend her. And though sometimes in the night mists may hide her from our sight, she comes out in calm weather with the glorious stars together. From the fruitage, from the blossom, from the trees came no denying. Then my heart said in my bosom, wherefore art thou sad and sighing? Learn contentment from this wood that proclaimeth all states good. Go not from it as it found thee. Turn thyself and gaze around thee." And I turned. Behold the shading, but showed forth the light more clearly. The wild bees were honey-lading. The stream sounded hushing merely, and the wind not murmuring seemed but gently whispering, "Get thee patience, and thy spirit shall discern in all things merit."